Blog Talk Radio.
Denise Griffiths is your partner in success. Tune in each Friday as virtual assistants, industry expert, web developer, and online entrepreneur Denise Griffiths interviews industry experts from one end of the internet to the other. These expert entrepreneurs freely share their business building knowledge and provide practical guidance that will show you how to build and grow your own very successful business, be it online or traditional brick and mortar. Now, ladies and gentlemen, your partner in success, Denise Griffiths.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Your Partner in Success. Today, I am absolutely delighted to welcome Michael Blocks into the show. Michael's a friend of mine. He is a partner of mine in many ways. We get together on some of these mastermind calls and just blow it out of the park, and we'll probably talk about that in a little bit. So I'm not the only one who says this. World-renowned speaker and best-selling author Mary Manon Morrissey describes Michael Blockson as someone you want to know, and she further explains that through hard work and self-development, Michael has become one of the world's youngest forward thinkers and innovators in the arena of the human potential movement. Keep your eyes open for this young man, because he's going places and you will certainly want to be there when he arrives. That's Mary speaking, not me. I say the same thing, though. So Michael has created One Mind. It's a web system dedicated to the development of individuals and provides students of life with the means to connect, collaborate, create, and my favorite word, evolve to their utmost potential. This is accomplished by making available an online environment combining the most effective means to connect with others, learn and educate from an individual's perspective up to the masses' perspective, facilitate business development and growth on a global scale for every user, all while providing unique and innovative tools to help each individual realize their true potential and opportunity. Sounds wonderful? Wait till you hear him talk about it. One Mind is the first website of its kind. It provides an interactive learning environment for forward thinkers. It has an intuitive platform for coaching and social networking. The website has evolved into a literal one-stop shop for those passionate about learning, about teaching, entrepreneurship, life and corporate coaching, and networking with like minds and kindred spirits. I'm very proud to be a member of the One Mind Coaching Council, and Michael and I will be discussing this incredible teaching tool at length today. We're not talking about anything other than One Mind, how it came to be, and what it means for you. So if you are a coach or an entrepreneur who wants to create a learning environment, or a virtual assistant who has clients who teach and coach, this is a very important interview for you to listen to. We welcome you to call in to speak with Michael. The number is 347-843-4988. Or if you're currently listening to us on the internet, you can visit us in the chat room. That means you're already logged in. So good morning, Michael, and welcome to the show. I'm so excited to have you here.
Good morning. Actually, it's afternoon where I am right now. And
it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But just barely, by about a minute. Before we get started, I wanted to thank you so much for allowing me to share on your show and share in your inspiration. You've been such a huge gift and help to not only my life, but everybody that, you know, we're in contact with. And you wouldn't have come to me if I didn't hear just such rave, wonderful reviews about everything that you're doing. And I just want to express my gratitude and appreciation to you for all that you've done and all that you've helped with and all the insights and knowledge that you have brought to everything that's happening in my life today.
Thank you so much. I mean, this has been such a great journey, and you know, there are so many of us involved that I can't think of a better group of people to be associated with at any level, and I'm very grateful to be associated with all of you. You and every, I'm not going to mention names, but you all know who you are. You're listening. So yours is a fascinating story, and I would love for you to share just a little bit about it with our audience. What your vision was and is for One Mind, and how it came to be.
Absolutely. You know, to give a little background on myself, I actually grew up outside of Philadelphia and in the lower middle class, upper lower class, if that's a word or place in society. And you know, I never really had much growing up, and but I just knew my entire life that I just wanted more. I wanted to be more. I wanted to do more things, and I wanted what everyone wants. I want those things on TV and want to experience that type of life. So, you know, a long story, you know, of 27 years brought short, you know, I went and started doing things, and I started following different people, and I started, you know, really looking for and searching for in my own life a way and a path to bring me to those different experiences that I was looking for. And I found many wonderful, amazing books and audios and people and mentors and speakers throughout the entire journey. And I started with, you know, one who was my mother, and the most success she had, which is actually pretty impressive, was, you know, working full-time, going to college full-time, and working down that same path that we've been hearing about our entire lives for the past few generations. And, you know, from that experience and that understanding of how to be successful in the world, I was able to branch out and get into bookstores and start really diving into what is now known as the human potential movement with self-development and personal growth. And through that path, I learned there was three ways to make money in this society, and not that anything's really about money, but in this society, money allows you to do certain things and allows you to give a lot more than what you're typically able to give. And, you know, there are paper assets through stocks and things like that. There are real estate assets and different types of properties and things that you can invest in. And then there are business. And from where I came from, I had actually believed, and you may not believe it today, but there was a point only a few years ago where I never believed in myself enough that I would have an idea for a business that I really thought could be global. And here we are today talking about a system that I believe is going to change the entire world. And as you mentioned, there's a number of people behind that sentiment in just the human potential movement, let alone business itself. So, you know, that's kind of the background and culmination. Specifically for One Mind, it was really, I just kind of had a pain, and the pain was being able to gain my own clarity and being able to have a center for all of this amazing information and contact with all of these amazing people. So, you know, when I come up with a new idea, and I know there's plenty of entrepreneurs out there and coaches who have stacks of papers here and there, have, you know, ideas jotted down on a recorder or a notepad and, you know, some documents in your computer, and just it's kind of a hogwash. And I went on search, and the things I found didn't really meet the needs that I wanted, and it just evolved from my own need in wanting and my own desire to have a place where I could just store my mind, and that was the beginning of what we now know as One Mind.
I remember we talked about it very early on in its initial development, and you know, some of the I wouldn't call them development talks, but mastermind talks perhaps might be the best way. And I remember telling you something very similar to that. You know, I've got these wonderful ideas. I need to be able to deliver a simple, elegant, very effective solution to teach what I know, to share what I know, particularly about the virtual assistance industry. It's growing exponentially. People are hanging out their shingle like crazy saying I'm a VA, and I'm telling you, no, they're not. And they need to be educated. And one of the very early talks we had was, how do you deliver this information and make it really, really work well? And when you started telling me about One Mind, I remember bouncing off the wall going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. So, you know, and I don't get excited very easily. So that was a very big deal for me, and I'm just so happy to finally see it coming to fruition and get it out there. So all that being said, and people are saying, well, what is it? What in the heck is she talking about? From my perspective, One Mind is an incredible tool that will change how educators, me, Michael, anybody who's a coach or even a teacher, educators, all of us, how we deliver information. Michael, tell them what One Mind is.
One Mind is, I just picked up this phrase the other day from a white paper, research paper I had read. One Mind is a learning society tool. And what that really means is it allows for, and I think the most distinctive piece about One Mind from any other system out there is that it's built for the user. And a lot of the systems out there you'll see will be built for the coach. Now, we were just happen to be able to, with the technology, be able to do both. But it was with the user in mind. So it's a center for people to connect, collaborate, and share their ideas as well as information. And the way that it's set up is any single user, no matter where they are in the world, can develop an idea right on OneMind and store the purpose and vision and goals and start connecting with people about that idea and start bringing people in. And as that idea develops, if it's within the educational world, you can just shift right over within the system and be able to present that as a learning course, which we call journeys, an educational journey on the system. So then it takes a user who was looking for clarity, who was looking for tools to be able to further their own life. And when they find that clarity, they're able to just easily and conveniently and intuitively be able to transfer that into an educational journey to share with others. Mm-hmm. So it takes the real power of the masses and allows everyone to partake in their own sharing and giving. And what you and I know both about the way that the world works is the more we give, the more we can live.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, you know, a single idea can be shared with other people, and all of a sudden you get total clarity and total focus because you have more great minds focusing on what you may be working on. They're helping you. They're giving you ideas. Sometimes they hinder you, but not often. It's just an amazing platform. So I have heard you say, I want to give each and every life student on the planet the opportunity to create their own economy through an intuitive global education system, rather. What do you mean by that?
Well, it's, you know, I said that, and I was definitely, something was flowing through me as that came up, because I reread that quote recently, and I was just thinking, oh, that just sounds so awesome. And it almost sounds like it wasn't me that was saying it. So it was definitely coming from a different place. And really what it, again, going back to kind of the main distinct, one of the best distinctive features about OneMind is it's built for the user. And it no longer are you going to need, in the way that the technology is built, in the way that the system is built, are you going to need to spend thousands and tens of thousands and far more to be able to enter into, you know, a global education world. For instance, you know, the building of the systems in the back office and handling all of your students and managing your other coaches that are teaching your material, managing your material for that matter, is just going to be a click of a button as opposed to going to this website and doing it here and then going over there and doing mm-hmm. something there. And you are very well familiar with the jumping around between different systems.
Yes, and that's why when I heard about OneMind, I just lost my marbles. I said, oh, my God, you know, because you may be going from WordPress to WP Wishlist, which is phenomenal. I use WP Wishlist all of the time, daily, for myself and for clients. Then there's Moodle, and then there's just all kinds of different systems. The problem that I have always had with all of these systems is that it's not an elegant solution. You are jumping around and you're trying to connect them all and something breaks and then something else breaks over here. And it's just, it's kind of like putting a Mercedes engine in a Volkswagen. It just doesn't work very well.
Yeah.
So that's always been my problem with it. How do you deliver an effective, elegant solution to teaching and to coaching and to getting people where they need to be? And let's face it, in today's online society, if you can't get where you need to be in two clicks, you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to cobble all these systems together means that there's more than two clicks, and it really is a problem. So we have had several conversations about this. One of the things that I would like you to do, if you can, because I know the system has changed and it's grown, and a few things that were in there you decided were just maybe not as effective as they could be. So let's just say that I have a lesson that I want to teach somebody. Now, when you say you can put all of your things in there, you're talking about videos, audios, documents. Tell people what you can put in there, and then I would like for you to walk me through how somebody would use the system to deliver a lesson or deliver a class.
Okay, no problem. So I'm sure there are plenty of people, especially if you're on this call, and if you know Denise, you are always hungry for information and looking for education. And I'm sure everyone's familiar with those 12 or 14-inch, 2-inch thick plastic binders that hold a workbook on one side and CDs on the other, and mm-hmm. you just have chunks of them everywhere.
Yep.
They're really great, and they have been effective for so long. Imagine being able to have that right on the website. everything about it, DVDs and all that stuff. Instead of having this clunky stuff, you need no, again, another barrier to entry for most people is the money to pay for that stuff. Well,
right.
If you can just upload it all online and have a way to take a digital copy of all the education that you have, and believe me, there's between all the books, the audios, the DVDs, the CDs, and the workbooks, there's a ton of information that takes up a lot of space, and you have to physically be there to utilize it.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a system that you can be able to access that type of information anywhere in the world and share it with anyone in the world. So that's kind of the idea that came behind allowing any user and coaches to put their information online. And when we say information, we mean anything that you might have, from,
mm-hmm.
like you said, videos, video files, combined with audio files and documents, all in the same lesson. So
mm-hmm.
for a user, if a user takes a journey, an educational journey, it'll actually show up right on their center, right where they, when they log in, they see everything right there, and they see all their journeys that they're taking as a student. They click a button, and they're brought to what's called their desktop. And in their desktop, this is a place just for this specific journey, because we're all learning many different things, and you could be learning about virtual assistants, or you could be learning about web design or marketing or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
So you want a place to separate that. So your desktop, for instance, a virtual assistant desktop, and you can write your own purpose and vision for that, and you can have your own goals specific just for, on this desktop, just for a virtual assistant, and then you'll have a section called lessons, and a student can just simply click on lesson number one, whatever it may be titled, and then they're brought to the lesson page, and they can have notes and questions, and then they have these little icons. You click on the icon, and you pops up a video. You click on the other icon, and pops up a PDF or a Word document. And you can, if you allow, you can download some certain documents, and you can listen to different audios. And it's all worked right through the system, and it's convenient, clickable, and intuitive to be able to walk through. And everything is organized in such a way, and I really feel strongly about the clarity that you can bring to your life by having it set up in such a clean environment.
Mm-hmm. So you don't have to tote all these binders and CDs and zip drives around with you. You can log in and access it from wherever you are.
Exactly. And imagine being a coach, no more warehouse, no more shipping, no
yeah.
more storage, no more manufacturing, and none of that.
Right, right. So one of the questions that I've always had, and we've talked about this before too, is when you're delivering lessons as an educator of whatever description you want to put in there after the word educator, you need to deliver lessons, but there also has to be some accountability to these lessons. You can't just have people say, oh, well, you know, I took all of it. Can I have my certificate now? That's always been a big issue with me. How do you address that?
We're actually building the system. And keep in mind, this is what my programmer, who is absolutely wonderful, Eric, he says this is 1.0, because there's always ideas when you're
mm-hmm.
working in a system like this that just keep coming up. And in order to get something done, you have to put the ideas on a parking lot and let them go. But right now, it's just a beautiful way to be able to. I'm sorry, I just lost my train of thought. Denise, can you repeat that question?
We're talking
I want to make sure
about.
I get this.
Well, I need my problem with any type of deliverable, if you will, particularly in a coaching session, or in my case where I'm teaching people how to do what I do as a virtual assistant, it can be very, very complicated. We have to be highly technically savvy. And people say, well, you know, I want to go through your social media marketing boot camp. Well, that's great. But I've seen some of these courses. I've taken some of these courses. And I can honestly tell you, Michael, I saw one that was delivered on SurveyMonkey. I almost died. This was how they were going to certify their people on SurveyMonkey. I just didn't even know what to think. My question is, how do you know, as an educator, how do you know that your people have gone through the course, they've really digested the course, they've actually answered the questions before they can move on to the next segment?
This is
a big deal for me.
Yeah, I know.
But you hear me going, okay, you have to, because it's so important. If you're teaching
Absolutely.
People something, they have to learn it. They have mm-hmm. to be willing to learn it, not skip ahead and go, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to get my certification and move on. you're not going to get a certification with me unless you know what the heck you're doing.
Yeah, and so I definitely...
That's important.
Yeah, I understand your point completely, and I know why I just lost my train of thought.
I confused you. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I was thinking about the levels of coaching and through masterminding through this whole process, we've identified there's really three levels of coaching that happens. There's the completely passive, which is basically the digital copy of the material, which I kind of just mentioned,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, the student just goes and does their own thing. And then there's the more hands-on or the group setting, which is what most of us are traditionally used to in the typical education system, where there's material, you go through it with a group, and sometimes there's group connection or group calls or conference calls. And then there's that higher end where there's that personal coaching, where there's that mm-hmm. one-on-one. And what we were looking to accomplish and what's still being and will constantly be upgraded is the way that those three levels of coaching are approached. Our first main objective is to be able to get that digital copy into the system. So there is the material. Because really, when you look at the levels of coaching, the material itself never changes. And what is being taught doesn't actually change. And to more to your point, how it's delivered and how it's progressed through the system is what
exactly.
is the value behind everything. So even in the digital copy and the self-learning, the way that you have to utilize the system is you can't put in, you know, let's say if you had the everything sitting in front of you, you can listen to CD number 12, and then you can go through chapter 12. Even though it may be a build-upon system step by step, they can skip around. And the way that the system's built is you as the coach can decide if you want them to have to finish lesson one before they can get to lesson number two, then that can be stipulated within the system. So just on the completely passive side as a coach and an educator, you can control the way that they can consume your information for their best use, which does amazing things for them and amazing things for the quality of your content.
Exactly.
And then, you know, as you move through, you can actually create notifications in a way that you can specify for this lesson it shouldn't take more than a few days, and say 3 days for this specific lesson. So if they take longer than 3 days, we're working out the notification of you being notified so you can get in touch with them, or even sending out automatic notifications saying, hey, listen, this lesson typically only takes 24 hours. We allotted 3 days. We noticed you haven't completed it yet. Just mm-hmm. a reminder to make sure everyone is involved with that process of learning, which is, in my opinion, if you're not involved with learning, then you're not learning. So
right. You've spent money for nothing.
Exactly. And then the higher-end coaching.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then the higher-end coaching is still further. We're still working on integrating different technologies to
right.
make it a very unique and personal, even though it may be online, but a very personal interaction mm-hmm. between the content holder and the students.
Right. And see, I think that's brilliant. I have not seen that, you know, what we're just talking about, you know, that ability to control the lessons, to deliver the lessons as needed, to even go back and contact your student or students without just having an Excel spreadsheet somewhere, and you know how effective that can be. Yeah, and it's just, I mean, to me, that is one of the most important, really important parts of OneMind, is that ability to just get the information to the student and make sure that the student is really absorbing everything that needs to be absorbed before they go to the next level or they go to the next task. It's just critical as far as I'm concerned. So my next question was going to be how a OneMind change how the world does business. I mean, I can see very clearly how OneMind can change the way that coaches or teachers or educators do business. How is it going to change the way the world does business, or is that even the same kind of question?
I definitely think they're related, and in my opinion, this is why. Because the world isn't about necessarily education. The world isn't necessarily about a business. The world isn't necessarily about any products or anything. The world's about relationships, and that's everything that happens in the world. And really what moves the world forward is how people relate to each other. And, you know, I heard a long time ago that, you know, the only job or career that if it didn't exist, nothing would happen in the world isn't medicine. It's not legal. It's not accounting. It's sales. And what is sales? Sales is just the relationship. People. If people weren't selling to each other or selling themselves on why they should do something and selling, the idea and the concept, and which is basically sharing and relating to people.
Mm-hmm.
And really feel that just with the fact that One Mind is a beta, for instance, there are many things already sketched out and outlined with our team that are going to be implemented in One Mind 1.1, 1.2, and 2.0, and all this stuff is already in discussion, on paper, and moving forward in the background. That's the same process that's going to happen with everyone as technologies like One Mind. And, you know, One Mind right now is at the forefront. But I have no doubt in my mind, and I believe full heartedly, and I'm actually kind of excited when something better comes comes along, because that just means that it's, that the world is progressing. And
yeah.
I feel that's how business is going to be affected, because it's about relationships, and One Mind is a huge builder of relationships.
Well, if anybody doesn't really understand what Michael's saying, just think about dating. That's a sales job. Big time. That's a sales job. So everything you do, whether you're interacting with the girl at the grocery counter, is sales. You're selling yourself on, you know, hi, I'm a nice person. Pay attention to me. So, I mean, it really is. It's you have to present yourself not as a salesperson, but you have to be very conscious of how you do business and be very sincere about it. One of the things, and I have to go back to the virtual assistants industry, because you said something that really sparked, you know, a thought in my head. One thing that we do in the virtual assistants industry, and, you know, I own another company, which is a web development firm, we have to learn something new literally every day. The internet changes at the speed of sound. I mean, while we're sleeping, somebody's doing something very neat out there. Systems change, processes change. I mean, you can go to knowem.com, and all of a sudden it has a completely different format than it did a week ago. So even everything that we know, that we knew last week in the virtual assistants industry, if we don't stay on top of it, we don't know it anymore. It's really, it's an oversimplification, but that's just the way it is. And for me to teach students, me to mentor and coach people who want to learn to work the way I do, I have to be able to change on a dime, and I have to be able to update my systems on a dime, and then send an information out or a note to anybody that I'm coaching or teaching. Okay, this system changed, this process changed, you need to update how you work in it. One Mind is perfect for that.
Well said.
Oh, good. Okay, I wasn't even sure I was making sense. I knew what I wanted to say. But it's true. I mean, things change so very quickly, and One Mind is agile enough that we can do that within the system very easily.
And that's a key factor to relationships and
mm-hmm.
working with people, and the idea of creating a learning society is that you're now taking education, which is, in my opinion, the first key piece that needs to be implemented in anyone's life. And we're already talking to different companies about creating a one, and for legal purposes, a separate system for teenagers and below, so
mm-hmm.
that they can reach global education. And what the cool thing is being able to share. I mean, giving the power to some of these young people that we know are turning into amazing leaders. Now here they are able to share, and it's just what giving does for a person when they're able to share something of themselves is one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
Oh, I agree. So this is, we've discussed a little bit how this is different from current systems. Do you have anything else to say about that?
Without really
mentioning particular systems, but how...
There are great systems there, and you have actually helped me understand, you know, the quality of some other systems and understand the benefits of what they do. And I love technology, and I'm not here to knock anyone, because there are so many great things
mm-hmm.
that can help anyone in so many different parts of their business and their life. The one thing for me, and what I was looking for as I was going through the process of just really developing the idea, was something that was about me, not necessarily about the content holder, for instance, and not necessarily about the guy running the whole show behind the system. I wanted something that could be utilized for me and was built around the way that I would live and the way that I would use the system. And I think that was one thing, especially when you look at content, is a lot of people are they're doing it the way that they want to do it. And education should be, like, for instance, virtual assistants. When you go through that education, you know what they need to learn, which is why the system in education is set up that way. But when a student is using the system, they want for them to be able to take their own notes within the system to be able to have their own questions, for them to be able to develop their own purpose, vision, and really be able to create a unique center for themselves to be able to work through, as opposed to just having to use the form that's there. It's very impersonal, and it's not doesn't engage them as a student into the actual learning process. It just kind of gives them the education, and I really feel that the main thing that I love about Level Mind System is it's built for the user. So there are so many tools outside of the content and education delivery system. There are so many tools to be able to help the user get engaged in their learning process of your material, but also in the community of learning and relationships and just building ideas and sharing.
Right. Can you give me a quick rundown on some of the current tools? One of the words you've used, and I use it a lot, is evolve. And I know this system is constantly growing and evolving. What are some of the tools that are available in its current evolution?
Right now, from a user's perspective, the center itself has some tools that, once you learn how to use them, will totally just evolve your the way you think and the way you interact on a daily basis. For instance, your general purpose and vision, being able to access that, and that's kind of a wet document, meaning it changes as you learn more about yourself, being able to see that constantly and being able to edit that and work with that. Those two things, from my perspective, are huge. But then the more practical things like goals, setting goals, and being able to interact with your own goals and update them, whether they're in progress or completed, and having a graph or something that you can quickly go back to. And you can have documents related to your goals as well, and we've built those tools right into the system. And a daily 6-1, which is basically your to-do list, but 6-1 meaning you have six top priorities. You work on the one priority without thinking about any other priorities and go through, and being able to use those types of tools. And this is just from my center, from the user's perspective, I think will definitely benefit anyone's day-to-day life. And then having right in there the access of my journeys as a student, which takes them to their individual desktops for the educational journeys they're taking. So those tools are already built in. We're actually working on the mastermind section and being able to create different mastermind groups. And you and I have benefited just so greatly. I know working with you in masterminds has revolutionized just the way that I interact with groups of people, let alone the fact of interacting in my own life. So mastermind tools and being able to have a group central page that shares a forum and questions, and you can contact your group members very quickly and efficiently. Those types of tools are in there. There's actually a whole marketplace. I mean, this is something we haven't even touched the subject, but if there are products or books or audios that are coming out through your education that you are spending the capital to put together, there is a marketplace where people can search for that right on the system. And more of a back office thing is there's the whole shopping cart, and so we can, you don't need to get a merchant account. You don't need to set up any accounts like that. Everything is all on the system, everything that you need to run a business. And as a student, to be able to interact in this learning society, is all right there, right in a click of a button within the community.
The shopping cart thing is huge. I mean, you have no idea how big that one is. Now, let me ask you this. I know we had talked about this at one time, and I haven't asked for an update recently, but I know we were talking about teleconferencing and that type of tool. Has that been integrated, or will it be at some point?
Skype is actually already integrated. And
new
fully
Skype was. Right.
Yeah, that is the biggest thing. That's for a user's perspective and be able to call anyone globally for free with the voice over IP right through the system. And everything that Skype offers is just shot right through the system, so I can look at your profile and click contact you and be able to text you or chat with you or be able to voice over IP call you. So that's already implemented, and we actually have the groundwork and all the framework done for a WebEx. So if you would like to interact with your students, and this is more of the higher end or in the group setting, people, the second and third level of coaching that we talked about earlier, WebEx, we have a whole system of WebEx integrated that can integrate with your coaching, with your groups, with the calendars that are on there, with the mail and everything, the way that it's set up on the system. So there's definitely technology. One goal is to be able to get everything as cost-effective as humanly possible. And right now, unfortunately, the WebEx is a pass-through cost.
Mm-hmm.
So what they charge me is getting charged right to the student with no price bump or any profit made on
right.
that used.
Which is remarkable. So, and that leads me to the next question, prices, requirements. I mean, I know people are listening to this going, I want it. Oh, God, I bet I can't afford it. So
Definitely not.
Let's chat about that.
You know, my vision and what I really felt compelled to share, and this kind of is a testament to how I believe in the system, how much I really believe in the power of the system, is I didn't want it to be, for me, it annoys me when I go to a website and I'm just blasted with all the highest paid advertising. And that's mm-hmm. just never fun. It's never nice to get distracted, especially when you're talking about a system that you're there to learn. You're there to share. You're there to get your center and really be able to clear your mind. And the last thing you want to have is advertisements popping at you. And so the revenue model that we've built is a subscription base. And I think the cheapest system I've ever seen out there is about $49 a month, and it was only one portion of what OneMind does.
Right. We've talked about that way early on.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
I did.
So we've taken that into account, and the subscription model is the model that is very prevalent today, and hopefully that'll evolve at the same time with everything else. But right now it's $10.97 a month for anyone, whether you're a user or a business coach or anything. And as a business coach, you set your own price for everyone to be able to get onto the system. And anyone that's paying $10.97 a month can use every single tool that's on OneMind. The only other additional fee that would come into play would be, as a business coach, if you're charging $97 for your program, or $499 per month, or whatever it may be, $499 per month, there's a 5% business fee on top of that. And that's honestly, it's just over all the costs that we incur through the credit card processing and the merchant account and all that stuff that is being passed through again. And the reason I say that $10.97 a month and then the 5% fee are the only fees, and it's a testament to how we feel, that's really next to nothing for the tools that are there. And we believe in really sharing and getting a large community of people and content mm-hmm. onto the system. So
yeah.
making it cost-effective and profitable so we can constantly reinvest is the goal that we got to, and that's where $10.97 a month came in.
I know. That floors me, but I think it's the perfect solution because you get, you see, you grow a large community of people who are very excited to be there and who are willing to share. Now, let me ask you this. Is there going to be an affiliate program or no? I can't imagine with that business model, with that price point, you would even have room for an affiliate program.
We've actually talked about this. It's interesting that you said that. Originally, I wanted to make, and this is constantly going back and forth, I wanted to make the referral program, because there's a way to, just like any of the systems out there, Facebook or any other system, you can import contacts and send invites out to everybody. We have the same technology built in here, and what I was thinking, I would love if you're paying $10.97 a month and you import 100 people and they get onto the system, you would get $1 per person and be able to build the revenue. The only downside that we really saw, it would change the light that OneMind is held in, and some people could take advantage of that and abuse that, which would ruin it for really everybody else in the entire community.
Yeah. And unfortunately, people would do that.
Yeah, and it is what it is, and
yeah,
so we've actually stepped off on that side and working on a higher end affiliate program. The one thing that we're working through now and discussing is what are the qualifications for a qualified affiliate, so we don't get into just the spamming and the blasting and people just looking to make the money, but truly just want to share the idea.
I would think that if you want some advice, let me give you some. I would think that they would have to be a current user and a user in good standing.
Mm-hmm. And those are the qualifications and then the credentials behind that, and how we would actually find that information and report that information and all that stuff is a bit more technical and is definitely a version that's slated for 1.1, 1.2, or whatever it may be.
1.10, yeah. It will keep on growing.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that and I get questions all the time. In fact, we're currently revamping AskDeniseGriffiths.com because I get so many questions, so many. So I finally just said I'm going to turn AskDeniseGriffiths.com into really a huge frequently asked questions page. People can go there, they can ask their questions, I can answer them, and hopefully it'll help people. We'll be talking about One Mind as soon as it comes out of or out of beta and is ready to launch. We will definitely be talking about it on all of my websites. So why, if somebody who goes to AskDeniseGriffiths.com is a virtual assistant, why would they want to recommend One Mind to their clients? What would propel them into saying, you've got to look at this?
I think, you know, from my perspective, without, and this is kind of the beauty about not having the monetary backing behind it, and really taking it out, is when you do get that recommendation, you know it's coming from the true belief and the true love of the system and how it works. And that's one thing that I do appreciate from this stance. And I actually would love to be able to give away the money. And I was talked out of it.
No, you're the American dream. Don't do that.
So when someone is on the system, and what would compel them to want to share this is truly the true belief. And I actually believe in people. And I believe in what the deep down, what everyone's looking for, is to be able to share themselves and be able to share with others the true goodness that we all have. And that's the type of environment, that's the type of vision that people, when they get into the system, just for themselves, even if they don't have personal journeys, just take that out of it, just for themselves, that what they're going to find is a much cleaner, organized mind, and which is why it's called One Mind.
Right. And let's talk about that too. How did that name is just incredible. Talk about how that name came into being. And
that is a great
people
story.
Because it's an interesting spelling, and we really need to let people know how to get to One Mind, because it's not M-I-N-D. So go ahead and talk about that if you don't mind.
So I'll say two words, mastermind and challenges. So I brought it to my mastermind, and I said, you know, here's, and I just explained the system, and we talked about it, and we went back and forth, and they just kind of opened themselves up. And it was actually my mastermind partner, Jeannie. She's beautiful in so many different ways. She said One Mind.
We can tell who she is.
Yeah, the fitness genie.
Yeah, Jeannie Kellen-Barat, the fitness genie. She is actually on the faculty of Virtual Assistants University. She's amazing.
Tell me about it. She's so wonderful, and like I said, in so many ways. I brought it to the mastermind group, and that's what came to her. And when everyone looked at it and read it, we were just like, oh, wow, that's it. Mm-hmm. And the other word I used was challenges. And this is kind of a beautiful story. I looked online, and I searched for O-N-E-M-I-N-D, which is One Mind, how you would spell One Mind, and it was taken. Simple as that. It was registered, it was trademarked, it was taken by someone else, and I tried to contact for a few weeks to get in touch with that person to see if we could purchase it, and I didn't get anywhere with that. So what did I do? I went back to the mastermind, and we put our heads together. We shared and had a meeting of the minds, and one of them said, well, why don't you do a play on words and put a Y instead of an I, O-N-E-M-Y-N-D. And that just made so much sense. And it just felt so right. And you can see why we had that challenge and why we weren't able to get MI, because even in the logo, you can see that MI is in the center of the world, the globe that's behind it. So you have One Mind. And the idea that you have your center within One Mind, and it's your center, and it's your ideas, and it's your thoughts, your purpose, your vision, and yours. But here you are in a community of all these other minds that are sharing their center and have their center on there. So together we create One Mind.
And I think that's brilliant. Every time I look at it, what I see, of course, is the MY. Every time I look at that, I see MY, because it is, it's mine. It's my mind. It's my way of thinking. And then I go deeper into it, and I realize there's this wonderful community of like-minded people. It's amazing. So, you know, whoever came up with that, kudos to them.
And that was actually, let me give credit where credit's due. You're not going to believe my mastermind group. I have Jeannie Kellen-Barat, who is just a beautiful soul. And then I have Tony Bodo. Tony Bodo was the one who actually suggested, let's do a play on words. I called him frantically. I was like, I can't play. I can't get MI. And he, in his brilliance in what he does with people in those situations, is working through it. And the end result is that Tony Bodo helped me get one mind.
Amazing. I often say it. I say it online. He's one of my favorite brilliant minds.
Absolutely.
I mean, you, him, Jeannie, all of y'all, I don't know what I'd do without you guys. I really don't. So
wouldn't be as fun.
Do what now?
I said it wouldn't be as fun.
No, oh gosh, no, it would not. So One Mind is currently in beta, which is amazing. I'm so glad that you've reached this point. Do you have a launch date yet, a soft date, a hard date?
So I 4 minutes before this call, I received an email from Eric, my programmer, and we have been, poor guy, I have been, I've been in the system personally, and it's not only the bugging side that I look at, but I look at what's in my head and what is on the screen. So sometimes they don't match. So unfortunately, literally, in the last week.
You're a web developer. You didn't even know it.
Yeah, poor Eric has been getting inundated with emails, and he has a large list of things that I want to change and little bugs here and there. And he actually emailed me, being the wonderful Eric that he is, 4 minutes before this call, and just broke down, this is everything, and this will be done Tuesday, all this will be done, and this will be done Wednesday, and just broke down everything. So the major pieces will all come together next week, and we have a deadline of the end of this month. And there's a specific reason for that. As you know, Mary Morrissey is just a wonderful educator in this world, and I know anyone who has ever had an opportunity to hear her speak and share in her presence can feel the difference that she's making in this world. She's holding an event, Miracle Mastery, and a symposium.
Yeah, LAX, isn't it?
LAX Marriott,
right.
29th to the 30th, the very last weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday of this month. And we haven't actually worked up how, but that is going to be the official announcement of One Mind at that event, and we're going to be sharing some information with those specific people because of who Mary is, because of her impact in this project, and then we're going to make the official launch February 1st.
Excellent. Excellent. I just got an email. This is not in the chat room. This is somebody who actually has my direct email. The question is, okay, I want to go ahead, I want to be a part of this, but I'm a little bit confused on the 1097 a month. If I have classes, do I pass that 1097? Do my students have to pay 1097 a month, or do I factor them in under my coaching fee? So how would that work?
That's a great question, and I want to actually tackle two birds with one stone here. A lot of people, some people when they get into the system, the fact that it's all one community, and whether you're Bob Proctor or Mary Morrissey or you're Michael Bloxton or someone who doesn't even know what their idea is but knows that they're going to be an educator on One Mind, they or a coach on a business owner on One Mind, you're going to be in the same community. And some people that come from an initial place of fear may see that as, oh, no, my students, the few hundred or few thousand, might go to another, which is actually beneficial in the grand scheme of things. But the true benefit is no matter who you are, you're now exposed, and your students are exposed to an entire community of people dedicated to fulfilling and living their lives at a higher level. So the true beauty about One Mind is that there's a community of everybody. So your students are exposed to everyone else, and the true purpose and vision of One Mind is to help the entire community and the world evolve. So that's that purpose. And with that being said, you actually have the choice. Whether the person comes through your marketing and signs up for your program as they're signing up for One Mind, you can have a voucher for 2 months of One Mind service come out of your fee. And all this is it's actually really simple. It's harder to explain than it is to do on the system. You have a voucher that comes out, or if they came through the system already because they were someone else's student and they just got exposed to your material and now they want your content, since they're already paying a subscription fee, you can have a discount for them.
Okay, that was what I think her question was, because she was saying, well, if they're paying me, and I think you said $97 a month earlier, if they're paying me $97, do they still have, and she put it really, really cleverly, I thought, an HOA fee of $10.97, which I thought was quite clever. Thank you.
The fee is, it's one fee per student, and that's it. And depending on how
no
they
matter
gain
whose those. Information they're accessing or whose courses they're taking.
Correct. And we build it so they can come anywhere. And they may come through you, may offer that voucher, which is just another way, or you may offer them a discount or not on the system since they came through the system itself, which is really the beauty. And again, the whole point is to be able to raise the capital we need to constantly improve this system.
Michael, where can people go to look at this? I know that you gave me a link, and it will terminate on Monday. Is there any particular place people should go to look at One Mind right now?
Okay, because you're special, and we definitely were jumping through some hoops to provide something, a gift for you and the people that are listening to your program and constantly are involved with what you're sharing in the world. We jumped through some hoops. Right now, if you type in One Mind.
Yesterday was, for those of you who are listening, yesterday was a little tough, but we got through it.
It was, that was interesting, and Eric, again, he's a man, because he was able to, because I actually don't do any webbing, or web programmer, I don't do any of that stuff. You show me code, it would be a foreign language to me, which it is, but Eric was able to take what was spewing out of my mouth and be able to turn it all around and make it all happen.
I was amazed. Being a web developer, I was just, tell Eric that I was impressed, and it takes a lot to impress me.
So right now, if you type in onemynd.com, onemynd.com, it's actually the about page that you're going to see once the system goes live. And I created a quick 5-minute video that's been embedded onto that page where we go through and I just show the user tools and kind of the functionality of those tools in 5 minutes of how the user can work through the system. I'll be putting a video for coaches and how the business end works up shortly. But they can go to onemynd.com to look at that. They can also check out some video and a little bit more information at michaelbloxon.com. But for you, Denise, we have provided some sneak peek access. So if the users want to go to onemynd.com/index.aspx, Apple, Sam, Paul, X-ray, they will actually see what the landing page is going to be when we go live. And they're going to have an option there to plug in a login. The sign-up page, you can actually sign up, but we'll delete the user soon. So we gave a very specific login and password that everyone on this call can use. Again, it's going to be terminated for updating purposes on Monday. So if you want to get in and poke around and see the beta version of OneMind, there's login, and I believe it is deniseonemind@gmail.com with a password of, I think it's...
Online success.
Online
success. Mm-hmm.
Well, I wonder why I picked that password, because I'm talking to Denise.
That's why. Brilliant minds. And I'm going to send this out to my list, which is, I have a substantial, very... very happy list, so you'll be getting some people on there, and I can't wait to hear some feedback on this.
Neither can I. I'm very excited to hear, and like I said before, this is a beta version, and this is 1.0, so there are only great things to come.
Oh, yeah, I know. So how can people get on your mailing list? I have, they're online, and I will certainly be blasting it out, but how do people get on One Mind's list or Michael Bloxton's list so they know when this is actually live and they can go in and start working?
I would say michaelbloxon.com is probably the best way to subscribe. That'll definitely be the first post that goes out about the launch for One Mind, and it's pretty much the easiest way to get in there, or you can connect with me on Facebook, Michael Bloxon, and everyone has obviously seen the name several times, and most of the people that I know have seen the links that I've posted to this. So through Facebook or through michaelbloxon.com would be definitely the best way to get any updates. There's also a fan page, which we haven't actually promoted at all, www.onemind.com fan page on Facebook. So, and that actually brings up a thought. If anyone wants to talk functionality or wants to create a discussion about questions that they have for OneMind prior to that launch, I definitely check that frequently. And the beauty of technology in the iPhone is I can check it on the go. So we can create a discussion if you want to become a fan on that page. Even though we haven't marketed or done anything with it, you can create a discussion so we can keep in touch and collaborate as to how One Mind can benefit each person out there.
That's a great idea. And we will talk about that fan page later.
I was keeping that under your radar.
Yeah, you know, you can't keep anything under my radar. I have a question. What is Life Abundance Info?
Great question. That is just a gift.
I've been watching you. I know what's going on.
That is a give. That fan page actually has 8,000 and like two fans, I think, right now. We have a partner and I, Nick Legan, we've created, he and I have been best friends for many, many years and have seen each other through some tremendous things. And he and I have always been into self-development. And we've come to the point in our lives where we want to start just giving back. And through all this research and all the different businesses that he and I are involved in and that we've been involved in, we wanted to find a place to be able to give. And Life Abundance Info is dedicated to being completely free, and we just share content. And we're constantly in touch with different coaches and leaders and honestly bargaining with them to give us free material. So we're always in talks with someone and trying to get interviews, trying to get information from them to give to everyone on lifeabundanceinfo.com. That access to free information. And sometimes it's a free piece of a program that they're selling, or sometimes it's completely unique to Life Abundance Info. And it's a place where Nick and I just really try and give back. And it's, again, it's completely free. And actually the only thing we started with when we started it was daily quotes. We love quotes. We love getting inspired in a very quick and 30-second way. And we hand-selected quotes. We went through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of quotes to find ones that were always uplifting, always empowering, and always inspiring. So we put together that list, and that was the first thing we gave. So you can sign up, and they just come right into your inbox every morning.
I know. I love that. Yeah, I subscribe to that one, and they show up, and I go, oh. And then I go, yeah, because it's really odd about quotes, and I've noticed this time and time again. They always kind of show up when you need them. Have you ever noticed that?
Absolutely.
It's the wisdom of the ages. Some of them are very old. Some of them not so much, but they always resonate. So I love quotes, good quotes like that. So one more time, tell people where to go for One Mind.
One Mind is onemynd.com, and Denise is going to send out her special gift to everyone on this call. MichaelBloxton.com is my website. They can get some information, subscribe, make sure they get updates about One Mind. And as One Mind is going, I'll be sharing more of the actual experience side as well. So that'll be interesting to keep in touch. And then on Facebook, you know, Michael Bloxton profile, or you can go to the fan page, www.onemind.com, to be able to stay in touch and make sure you're up to date with everything that's going on.
Great. Well, I'm trying to get some callers in on the switchboard, but I'm not seeing. This is kind of a common problem, so I just apologize straight out of the chute. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, and I've opened up the line, but I don't know if we'll be able to hear anybody. But do you have a minute to take calls if we can get anybody?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay. Okay, this is Denise and Michael Bloxton. Do you have a question for Michael? Hello? Nope. Well, and this happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I'm sorry. And I'm looking to see if we have any questions in the chat room. I did get an email from the girl who asked earlier. She said, oh, that's great. I'm heading over there now. So you have given us some really good information about One Mind. Is there anything that we didn't cover? Because I know it's a huge system. And there's just so much to offer. Is there anything in the way of tools or processes that we possibly did not cover?
No, I think One Mind is pretty well covered. If I could, the only one thing I'd like to share and impress upon everyone is that I literally at some point in my life, and not long ago, didn't believe that I could bring something like this together. And you're seeing it, and everyone is gaining tremendous benefit from the unique things that are coming out of this entire process. But for me, and the one thing if I could really impress upon people is to just, whether you know how to do it or not, just go for it and take whatever step is in front of you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
How did you get there, Michael? Was it from masterminding? I mean, how did you get to where you are now?
It's honestly, it's just taking whatever step I see in front of me. And there can be thousands of them at times, but I always knew where I wanted to be. So obviously if I knew a step would take me the wrong way, I wouldn't take it. But I never knew how I was going to end up living the life that I love now living today. I just kept taking that next step and kept going one step forward. So eventually, you know, when I sometimes I could see a few steps ahead, and sometimes I couldn't see two steps ahead. Mm-hmm. So that was really everything in my life. When I believe the world works, if you know what it is that you want and you're passionate about where you want to be as a person, where you want to be in life, the universe will support you on that journey. And sometimes you'll get events, and I'm sure we can both agree that this happens. You'll get events that you think are just slaps in the face. And just are just holding you down when really they're boulders you need to lay in front of you to step on to get to the next level.
Right.
And that would be, you know, that's literally how I was able to get and how I'm able to live the life that I love right now.
Well, you're like me. It just doesn't occur to you that you can't do what you want to do.
Yeah.
It just doesn't occur. And then when you have the kind of support that you have and that I have, you know, from people like Tony Bodo and Jeannie and Nick Bogotten, and on my side, just I have a lot of people who are so supportive and so passionate about the things that they do and the things that they believe in. It's hard to sink when you're being supported with that kind of buoyancy.
Yeah, and it's about living in possibility.
Yes.
And, you know, if you live in possibility, anything's possible.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you've done some remarkable, remarkable things with One Mind, and I'm your biggest fan. I am absolutely one of my biggest fans. So I am waiting.
You've been such a huge help, Denise. And again, I want to throw it back to you and just express my gratitude and how gracious I am to be able to have you involved with the process and your experience in being involved with the systems that make up One Mind as a whole. It has been invaluable to the entire process, and your experience with me personally has been invaluable, and I want to express deep gratitude and my love for everything that you've shared with me and the relationship of that we have and being in this life right now. And I truly, truly, truly appreciate you and everything that you're doing.
Thank you, Michael. You know, I feel the same way about you. I mean, I don't even know where to start, so I'll just say thank you. It has been amazing knowing you and getting to know everybody, and you know that we've all talked about. Oh my gosh, I wouldn't have missed a minute of this for the world. And I am delighted, delighted that One Mind is coming together. I mean, it's been a long time, and I've seen you go through some, you know, some rough patches, and I've seen just the support that you've had, and oh, I can't wait. I'm bouncing up and down. I'm sitting here on my little balance ball. I'm bouncing up and down. Literally, I'm like, oh, come on, let's do this. Let's go. Yeah. I am so excited. So I am going to go ahead and send out a quick newsletter giving people this login and let people know that it's just a very short period of time. And, Michael, thank you so much for being with me here today. This has been an interview I've wanted to do for quite some time. So thank you very, very much. And I know you've given some incredibly valuable information to our listeners who are VAs or coaches or, you know, who have the need and the will to teach or educate. And I know they appreciate it as much as I do. So thank you, everybody, for being here today. And the show will be available for download in about an hour. And this is Denise Griffiths and Michael Bloxton wishing you a wonderful weekend. And I'll see you next week. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Denise. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.